Who has not heard of the poor treatment US tourists endure when vacationing to France? I found my recovering father in a Paris hospital, reading a book on French-American relations, and quickly borrowed it to learn more.
I asked a 16-year-old high school student for his views. He told me that President Chirac opposed the war because the French had worked hard to develop contracts with Iraq, which US intervention had now undermined. He recommended that Americans vote against George Bush and stop making war. A college student gave a more nuanced opinion. The US, she said, had gone to war to free Iraqis from a tyrant, but had shown to be ill-prepared for the consequences. Back in Paris, I interviewed Sylvain Michelet, a French journalist who once lived in the US. He gave a philosophical perspective to the long-standing feud.
I wonder if the disagreement is between France and the United States, or is it between two visions of globalization? What we are witnessing now is the unification of the world according to ideas on what man is, how our society should be organized. All these ideas go back to the 18th century. The old Europe, with a certain feeling of superiority towards all other civilizations, that's a common heritage.
What is the difference though?
For the last 200 years, the United States and France are pretending to develop inside their own country a model which is universal. The very thing that an American citizen will never criticize or even question is the American Constitution. The French consider that through more than one constitution, it's a process of trying to make a political system which would be based on reason, good for everybody.
Let me ask you frankly. The Americans thought Saddam Hussein had to be removed. What would be the French approach?
On both sides of this issue, should we go, what should we do? There has been misinformation. We are not much better informed. We are more aware of history. And that is not so benign. Because if you are aware of history, you know that you cannot invade an Arab country nowadays. I cannot imagine that any solution can be drawn in the relationship at this time between the Muslim world and the Western world, let's say, if we don't address first the Palestinian problem.
You speak as a country that has been an empire, so you know that it takes more than just beating an army to be an empire.
Of course. The only thing that appears clear is that they are saying a lot of things to hide the real agenda, which is we want to have an army where oil is produced. That's all. We don't care about whether it's a democracy or not.
By the way, the book my father gave me, called Sacré Français, literally Darn French People, was from Ted Stanger, a former director of the Newsweek news bureau in Paris. It was funny and accurate about how French people see things, but I think it failed to address the real issue. The French opposition to US interventionism is not a question of taking sides. We can't force nations to adopt a new world order, which we ourselves obviously do not believe in. The French, with their 35-hour week, 5-week vacations, and generous social benefits, are here to remind us what people really care about. For WBI Sunday Evening News, this is Fred Nguyen, reporting from Paris, France.